Hi, welcome back everyone to Everyday's Fashion Podcast. I'll be your host, Gabby. Today we're going to be talking about pants. To be more precise, blue jeans. For the new listeners, last week was about how people wear their PJs outdoors, which is by far really disgusting. Just looking back at it makes me want to hurl all over the place. PJ bottoms should be and will be replaced by blue jeans. And if I could get a law to ban them, I will. But you know what? This is actually if you care about yourself and don't want me to point the finger at you, because I will. So, blue jeans. Copy that? You're already on the right track if you are. This is what you need, both men and women. Dark blue jeans. He'll always be your best friend. It slims the legs down, and also, most importantly, it gives you style. S-T-Y-L-E, S-T-Y-L-E. Okay, I'll stop cheering. I know, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm trying to pass the point here. The washed out style, it is what it is. It's called washed out for a reason. To make it clearer, it's past its time. They make you look fat for girls, and I doubt you're going for the fatty look here. And it goes into the trashy category. Trashy is not sexy. And if, guys, you wear those, I wonder what magazine you're reading. Well, it's definitely the wrong one if you are. Then there's the rip style. Not ripped body that are hot, but the jeans with holes in them. The ones that people pay over $80 for them and plus for holes in your jeans. It's ludicrous and it's insane. Insane! You can make that as a project at home with a pair of scissors and make them a little dirty and ugly. And then you're right on track for the Britney style, and I doubt you want her look. Oh, don't roll your eyes or even think about it. It's out of the question here. Then there's the light blue jeans. Those are cool, actually. I like those. I actually own like 3 pairs of them, but I wear them in the summer. It looks ridiculous during wintertime, unless if you live in Cali or Florida or anywhere warm like Brazil. Brazil. I could wear my bathing suit. I wouldn't wear jeans. Anyways, back on track here. Whoop, whoop. Therefore, gents and ladies, go for the dark jeans. Dark blue jeans. Furthermore, love that word, makes things really powerful for some reason. Anyways, the low-rise jeans is not cool at all. The second you sit down, hooray, you get a job as my personal plumber. Can you come and fix my sink, please? Seriously, when you sit down and I see the plumber style, I'll be the one taking a picture of you, spread it all over the net, embarrass you to make sure you wouldn't do the same mistake again. So drop that style. Also, if your jeans are too tight, even if you're skinny, it doesn't matter. I can see the love handles. Spread like butter on the sides. It's gross. So, dark blue jeans that fit you. And if you don't own dark blue jeans, go to Banana Republic, American Eagle, Zara, H&M, TJ Maxx, and Marshalls. The only issue with TJ Maxx and Marshalls, you walk out not with one item, but with 3 full bags. Maybe that's my problem. But anyways, think smart before going in there. And have in mind, dark blue jeans. Once you own a pair or 5 that fit, your look would have improved by 1,000,000%. That means a lot. So do me a favor, girls, boys, gents, ladies, men, and women. Get rid of those no-no pants and rock out the yes-yes style. Fashion harshness is the key to happiness. This was your favorite fashion consultant, Gabby. I'll be back next week with more no-nos, and I'll always be here to give you the yes-yes.